Hunger has forced an impossible choice in Gaza: risk gunfire or starvation. They shoot constantly, said this teenager. This boy was standing next to us and he was killed. Hundreds have been killed near the US-funded Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid hubs controlled by the Israeli Defense Forces, which denies it fires on desperate crowds. But under global pressure, the IDF allowed more UN supplies in this past week and took us to an aid collection point just inside Gaza to prove they are not deliberately starving Palestinians. The IDF has brought us here to demonstrate that, as far as they're concerned, their responsibility for delivering aid stops right here. But look at what happens in this UN footage as it tries to deliver that food.
It's kids. It's children.
Shots landing right in front of desperately hungry Palestinians. In this World Food Program video, one of their trucks is looted by people so crazed with hunger, they say, they'll do anything to get something to eat. Inside Gaza, there are still 20 living hostages who've been held for 667 days, including Rom Braslavsky and Eviatar David. Hamas released new propaganda footage of David looking so skeletal, his brother Eli fears he is on the brink of death.
Hamas is using Eviatar in one of the most horrific and calculated campaigns of cruelty imaginable.
According to a recent poll, 3 out of 4 Israelis want the hostages freed in exchange for an end to this war.